This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
MediConnect, the inside connection bridging the healthcare gap. Here he is, Mr. Sean Horn. And all I can say is, in the 3 minutes that we had between the end of the last show and the start of this show, the gentleman and the incredible woman that he is with, that you're going to meet within 30 minutes, it's like my life flashed in front of my eyes. And he has a voice that is so reminiscent of one of my all-time favorites. But we'll get to that in a little bit. That's kind of something to make you anticipate and to wait. We call that a tease.
We do.
In the business. But it's a big weekend. Lots to get to. So, Mr. Horn, take it away.
Well, top of the morning to you and the Pratt Pack. Happy to be back. And, you know, big event happening this weekend, I would say. A lot of people talking about it. A lot of money flowing through Vegas as a result. I'm somewhat excited, I guess, just because there's a football game on. Don't have much of a rooting interest. Although, if you remember back 2 weeks ago or so, I did nail my picks when we had our videos, because I did pick San Fran and the Chiefs. So I'll let you know now, for the betting audience, if you want to lay some money down and you want to follow my pathway here, I do think that Kansas City will prevail. Again, I haven't been blown away by Brock Purdy's quarterbacking in the last few weeks here, and I remember what happened with Ben Roethlisberger in his first Super Bowl. Didn't exactly play a stellar game. So when the lights are bright, I tell you what, it kind of ratchets up the pressure a little bit. So we'll see. But enough about the game. I want to talk a little bit about the commercials, because those used to be as big as the game. Although the last few years I've been a little disappointed. I have to ask you, your most favorite Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, there's so many. Probably Joe Green.
Yeah, I kind of figured that'd be your answer.
Love that man.
Legendary. I mean, people still talk about it to this day. I think that's what really started the trend of commercials during the Super Bowl really taking off there. So
every time I look at a Coca-Cola bottle,
you think about it.
Always, but especially during football season.
And I was hosting seminars up in the Harmer area, and the numbers were thrown at me that it's about $130 million for a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl this year.
Mm-hmm.
Staggering. So that's kind of what Mean Joe has started all those years ago, and now what people have to pay now, because all the eyeballs do go there. I got to tell you, my favorites are the Budweiser commercial with the WhatsApp and all, you know, it took a couple years for that to die down. People usually would greet their friends that way. Or the E-Trade baby. I don't know if you remember those commercials.
I do.
Where he would mock the investors and the guy with the, you know, scratching lottery tickets, talking about the odds of winning being equal to being mauled by a polar bear and a regular bear in the same day. Yeah. I love those commercials. So when you like tickle my funny bone, they usually stand out in my head. So I'm hopeful that we are going to circle back on some creative content that way, some funny commercials, some memorable ones. But I'm excited either way. A lot of pizza and wings and alcoholic beverages, perhaps. So at least we'll be able to kick back for a few hours and enjoy the festivities, right?
Absolutely. And it really will start first thing in the morning. And I have to save my pick for the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show. But I can tell you, it's really difficult to go against Patrick Mahomes.
It is. I mean, January and February footballs, he just comes to play. And that's when the great ones, you know, they don't have to be great all the time. They just have to be great when the stakes are highest. And he has mastered that. So that's also what is really leading my pick. He's tough to bet against. So we're going to talk a little bit about history now, as we usually do, leading into our trivia questions. So let's take it back a few years on this day in history. All the way back in 1940, William Hanna and Joseph Barbera debuted Tom and Jerry, which I'm very proud to admit. I was flipping through my Netflix this morning trying to find something to watch, and my daughters have started watching Tom and Jerry on Netflix. So I'm very proud of that.
Here's what I don't remember, and anybody in the room can answer this. Did they ever talk?
Not really, no. I mean, that was basically just screaming whenever Tom or Jerry would get hurt, so that's a very good, but it was still entertaining as all get out. So they did a masterful job. 2 years later, in 1942, this is a cool piece of history. Glenn Miller was awarded the first ever gold records for selling 1 million copies of Chattanooga Choo Choo. Do you remember this song?
I do remember this song. My parents danced to it many nights in the kitchen in the house that I grew up in. Absolutely.
I never heard it before this week. I have to be honest with you. But when I listened to it, I mean, the horns, there was a lot of crooner vocals involved, the back. I mean, it was so obviously about the sounds of a train, but the way that they composed that music, I could very well understand why it sold 1 million copies.
Now, you know who played Glenn Miller in his biopic?
No idea.
Jimmy Stewart.
Is that right?
Indiana, PA's own Jimmy Stewart.
Well, that's crazy.
And
good piece of history.
Played Benny Goodman with Steve Martin, the legendary talk show host.
Huh. Check you out. This is why I love doing the show with you, because you know all the roots back to Pittsburgh somehow, some way. So that's very cool. A year later, 1943, the ever versatile duct tape was invented.
Where would you be without duct tape? Where would I be without duct tape? I mean, Where would any of us be without duct tape?
It holds the fabric of our country together. Sometimes I think so.
My whole life is held together by duct tape.
Yeah, understandable. So a lot of us could relate to that. Death of a Salesman opens at the Marasco Theater in New York in 1949, this day.
Arthur Miller wrote it and it married Marilyn Monroe.
Moving ahead to 1968, American great Peggy Fleming comfortably wins the gold medal at Grenoble. So
I was 11 years old. She was my first crush.
Yeah.
ABC's Why World of Sports. I'm telling you, I fell in love with Peggy Fleming, but I was also in love with Diana Ross that year, too.
Well, you got to keep your options open,
right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
In 1979, Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy peaks at number one, which I think was your theme song, wasn't it?
I had just started in the business, and I remember playing that music, and it really... And he's going to be in Cleveland with Elton John September 13th, and he still sounds great.
Amazing. Yeah, and Michael Jackson, years later, Michael Jackson sat down in interviews with Oprah Winfrey, which drew in 90 million viewers. And again, back in those days... Those were monster numbers. So everyone wanted to hear what those two had to talk about. IBM Computer, Deep Blue beats chess legend Garry Kasparov in 1996. That was a bit of newsworthy information there. O.J. Simpson held liable to the Brown family in civil judgment of $25 million in 1997 on this day. And then Charles and Camilla announced their engagement in 2005 on February 10th. I have to admit, myself, I've never been really fascinated by British news or anything like that. But
I am.
There you go.
BritBox, BBC, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the king as he kind of gets through this cancer treatment.
Absolutely. And happy birthday to Roberta Flack.
The best.
Absolutely.
You know who Donny Hathaway is?
Mm-mm. I don't know very many people. I'm not like you.
This is who I'm working with. He doesn't know Glenn Miller. Doesn't know Donny Hathaway, the best. Of all time, sadly, took his own life, tragically. But I mean, unbelievable. In the Ghetto, if you ever hear that song, it'll make you cry.
Amazing.
No, you think it's just called Ghetto. Not in, that was Elvis's tune. But I'm just saying, he is absolutely incredible.
Also celebrating their latest rotation around the sun, Mark Spitz is 74.
You know who he is, right?
I do know who he is.
Okay,
quit picking on me, Rob.
Okay.
Golfer Greg Norman and TV economist Jim Cramer, are both 68 years old today. Laura Dern is 57, and Elizabeth Banks is turning 50 today.
She's a really up-and-coming director, too.
Absolutely. Very so, trivia time. So, until Michael Phelps broke the record in 2008, Mark Spitz held the record for most gold medals in a single Olympics, which he accomplished in 1972. How many gold medals did he win? Colin, with the correct answer, $15.
I know you know it.
I went easy this week.
It's a little tricky.
Well, we'll see.
Somebody's Googling the picture right now going, All right. Again, that number is 412-922-1020. But you've got some seminars coming up. Tell them where and when. We'll take a break and get into today's show.
So February 14th, we're going to be in Cranberry as well as the 15th at the Town Place Suites. So February 14th or 15th. February 20th and 21st, Hampton Inn in West Mifflin. And then February 27th, we're going to be at the AHN McCandless. We're also coming to Shaler, South Point, Coriopolis, and Baldwin in the coming weeks to register yourself, see where we're going to be and what times. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com or call right now to the Live Advisors, 888-818-6334. They'll stand by. They'll register you. As well as in the next segment, very excited, we're going to be talking about the donut hole and how that is going away for 2025. So big news ahead. You're going to want to stay tuned for that.
I still love glazed donuts. That's my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I love them. You think you could have brought some in today?
Well, I'll remember that next time I come in.
All right, thank you. We'll take a short break. We got some incredible people coming up. Going to find them very fascinating. Stay with us again. MediConnectInsurance.com, 888-818-6334. Back with more of The Inside Connection on KDKA. All right, back with Sean Horn. Got some incredible guests coming up in the third segment, but we now begin segment number two. Don't forget those live advisors always until noon, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com.
So once again, to rehash today's trivia, Michael Phelps broke the record in 2008, but Mark Spitz previously had the record for most gold medals in a single Olympics.
We have a winner.
Oh, we do?
It's Paul in Monaca.
Well, one of your neighbors, huh?
Yeah, we begin the morning every day swimming the Ohio River.
Did you text him to answer?
No.
Okay, see, just want to make right sure.
And I'm not even going to tell you, but he's been on my mind, and he's, I don't even know if it's the right Paul, but I've been thinking of this Paul from Monaca for the last 24 hours. You guys just keep playing these mind games with me. He's a bar owner, and I hope he has a big day tomorrow. He's a
same
guy,
here.
But it's not the same guy.
So the record that Michael Phelps broke that Mark Spitz previously had, the answer was 7 gold medals in one Olympic game.
So, you realize how amazing that was. But sadly, and I'm sure our guests, because they're closer to my age, that was the whole Munich thing.
Yeah.
And the tragedy that took place.
Yep.
And I remember Jim McKay and watching that as a young child, just gasping for air and couldn't believe that was the first real terrorism that came into our living room.
Yeah.
And it was frightening, and how they rushed Mark Spitz out of there because obviously his heritage, and it was a very strange time. And the sad thing about Mark Spitz, he had the looks, but he just didn't get it done with Madison Avenue, never ended up in the movies, but he did go on to become a very successful dentist.
Well, I think he's doing just fine then.
He is.
He should be. I mean, that's...
And that's how I used to look in my Speedo. I just wanted you to know.
All right. You hear
many,
that, ladies?
Many years ago.
You hear that, ladies? All right. So moving on from there, and we're heading into the boardroom now, taking you back to the behind the curtains of the insurance industry, kind of bringing you up to speed of what's happening in the Medicare market especially. And for those of you who came out to our seminar this past week, I know a lot of you do listen in on our radio programming, and I remember specifically asking, related to the donut hole, has anybody ever heard of it? And many hands in the room shot up. And honestly, Rob, this is pretty much the curse word of Medicare. Usually, people don't get too caught off track with their traditional planning related to their healthcare as it pertains to Medicare, but where a lot of problems do seep in, unfortunately, does revolve around drug coverage, unfortunately. So before we get to talking about the great news surrounding the donut hole, because there actually is news on the way, let's talk about what the donut hole is before we get there. So as I mentioned, it's probably the biggest curse word related to Medicare. If it impacts you, you already know it is very painful financially. And if you're not somebody who's impacted by the donut hole, count your blessings, because this is really, again, financially painful aspect of coverage when Medicare comes calling sometimes. So generally speaking, if you take medicines that has a television commercial advertising them, you're very likely to fall into the donut hole, because obviously you don't see a lot of generics advertised on television. So the brand name medications you're seeing, those are the ones that are, again, generally going to land you in this torturous gap. So once your total retail cost of all of your medications eclipses $5,030 on the year, you will then enter the donut hole. And when you enter that donut hole, rather than paying your flat copay of $40 to $47 for your generics, your costs are going to elevate to 25% of the retail cost of that drug. Now, there's a lot of big numbers I'm throwing around there, so let me try to help simplify this down for you. So one of the medications that's likely going to land you in the donut hole is a medication called Eliquis. It's a blood thinner, very widely prescribed. It's very effective, but also very expensive. It averages about $500 a month retail cost. So for the first part of the year, you're going to be paying copays for that medication between $40 and $47 per month until you get to the donut hole, which will be inevitable in this scenario. When that happens, your costs elevate from $40, $47, all the way up to $125, just like that. You did nothing wrong. All you did was take your medications. You picked them up at the pharmacy. You paid your copays. You paid your insurance. And as a result of the cost of the drug, your out-of-pocket elevates $80 overnight almost. So and the more brand name medications you take, or even if that's the only med you take that's a brand name, but you have a bunch of generics, these costs are going to elevate what you have to pay out of pocket, unfortunately. So I do have good news to bring to the table, thankfully, which is, first off, Medicare over the last week and a half or so, right before Lance came on last week, Medicare has brought the 10 most expensive but also widely prescribed medications that people take. They're bringing those manufacturers to the negotiating table. This is the first time this has ever happened in Medicare's history. So this is a big deal, because Medicare is also the biggest payer for these medications, Rob. So they have the bargaining power because they're the ones writing the check. So bringing in manufacturers of medications that are, you know, widely known. Eliquis is one of them, but there's a whole list of them. It's Eliquis, Jardiance, Xarelto, Januvia, Farxiga, Entresto, Enbrel, and Imbruvica. So, there's also Stelara and Novolog. So those are the 10 medications that are being brought to the table first to negotiate. And what we're also seeing, Rob, it's funny, the way that the prescription drug coverage has moved around this year, especially the other manufacturers who aren't yet at the negotiating table don't want to go there. So they've already started adjusting their pricing structures so that they're not the next ones called on the red carpet to come on down to Congress and start negotiating. So it's very interesting what's happening there from the negotiation standpoint related to prescriptions. But the big news surrounding all of this, and why people really want to listen in right now, is the fact that come next year, as long as nothing goes horribly sideways, which we will keep you plugged in on, folks, as long as nothing goes completely awry, the donut hole is going away in 2025. So when I talked about the cost of the Eliquis going up to $125 in 1 month's time, that won't be the reality next year. And what's going to happen most likely is people's out-of-pocket costs related to the prescriptions will be capped at $2,000 on the year, which, still a big number. However, for those people who hit the donut hole, this is going to save you thousands of dollars next year. So this is really good news. And then we're also hearing whispers. We'll keep you plugged in on this aspect as well. But it's sounding like the Medicare will allow you to pay for your medications in installments if you hit that $2,000 limit. So you won't have to pay all of that out of pocket at one time. So this is huge news that hopefully come January of this upcoming year, it's going to go into effect and people are going to see immediate relief as a result of, and this is all funded from the Inflation Reduction Act a few years ago. It took a couple years to put into motion, but now it's sounding like this is going to benefit many, many people in our listening audience.
All right, listen, we just want to remind everyone that you still have a chance to review, because this Medicare Advantage open enrollment period is underway through March 31st, but that's just a little over six and a half weeks away, so you don't want to put it off. And by the way, they never charge you for their services at MediConnect. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Now, we've got seminars coming up, and it begins this week on Valentine's Day. He's going to tell you about this, and then we're going to share a couple of other news and notes, and then really anticipating our guests coming up in the third segment. Go ahead.
February 14th and 15th, Town Place Suites in Cranberry. February 20th and 21st, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in West Mifflin. February 27th, 4:30 and 6 o'clock showtimes in the AHN McCandless Hospital. We usually don't do that, but we usually fill the room up pretty quickly. So 4:30 and 6 o'clock for that event only. But again, we are also coming to Shaler, South Point, Coriopolis, and Baldwin in the coming weeks. So if you're local to those areas, new to Medicare within the next year, these are must attend event, folks. And again, like everything we do, no cost to join. Just let us know you're coming by calling 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com.
Here's a couple of signs that you know you're getting older. So you've got people going into the Hall of Fame that are actually younger than you, okay, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Marc-Andre Fleury,
yeah,
his three children, introduced the starting lineup for Minnesota last night. And it just seemed like yesterday he was a young man navigating his way through the United States and playing great hockey here in Pittsburgh. Time, you may want to write this down. Time stands still.
For nobody.
For nobody. That's why what we talk about on this show and what these incredible guests are going to talk about, everything that you need to know, this is crucial stuff, so important. And because of you bringing in that amazing woman from Social Security, that changed my life, just because of being here and listening in that one moment.
Yeah, and it's. I was listening in on the way in, hearing your story about what the ripple effect of that move was.
It all was because of you and me talking to Brian, and because of that, and this is the fact, I got a couple of hundred grand as opposed to money I could have missed out on because I wouldn't have put the pieces of the puzzle together, but this is what you do every day.
And you're deserving of that, much like many people in our audience, and we want to be that resource arm to, you know, point in the directions of, again, available options, resources that can help you further, which is why I'm very excited for our guest coming up in a few moments here, working very hard as a nonprofit to make sure that people can retire and live with dignity as we age.
One more time, tell them where you're going to be as far as the seminar.
Cranberry, West Mifflin, McCandless, also coming to South Point, Shaler, Coriopolis, and Baldwin. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on our seminars tab and see where we're going to be, and you can register there.
Yeah, 14th and 15th Town Place Suites, Cranberry. We're doing a lot of back-to-back nights during the weeks moving forward, so people that may want to do it, but they can't be there on one night, we're going to give them the alternative night, the 20th and 21st, Hampton Inn, West Mifflin, and then the 27th, actually the beautiful AHN McCandless Duncan Avenue location. They're going to do a session at 4:30 and then again at 6. Also, they're going to be heading to Shaler, South Point, Coriopolis, Baldwin in the coming weeks. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab to reserve your space. These are free seminars, but you got to reserve your space. And you can also call 888-818-6334. You don't have to wait till Monday. They're there, those live advisors, until 12 noon. We'll be back. Some amazing people coming up in just a couple of moments. All right, back on MediConnect, the inside connection. Do want to remind you, though, no one should have to face winter without heat. You can help your annual KDK Radio stay warm by supporting Dollar Energy during our annual KDK Radio Warmathon, February 15th, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., presented by MediConnect.
You got it, my friend.
All right. Thank you for that. All the details on how you can support, kdkradio.com, brought to you by our good friend Phil DeLicente, Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, Julian Gray Associates, Allegheny County Federal Credit Union, and Levin Furniture. And when you get to Mr. Jackson and wonderful guest with him here today, I just want you to know, Pamela and, of course, Jim, I'm actually a little intimidated right now.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I'm auditioning for my job. I mean, this guy's got some like star power behind him.
Yes, but very humble as well and doing phenomenal work.
That's why I wanted to start by saying it, because he probably won't mention it. But this is and I was just telling David Ballarato, we love this business. We grew up in it. It's been the love of my life since I was 10 years old. And to meet this gentleman has really been more than just a paragraph. It's a chapter in this business that is broadcasting, because he actually was a producer with the people that were my heroes, that were the reason I wanted this journey that has gotten me here and been here since the mid-80s, KDK Radio. So we'll talk about that in a moment, but why don't you give us the official introduction?
Yes, so welcome to the Roundtable. This is our segment where we like to bring in the conversation, bring in guests that can potentially help you as you navigate retirement. And no better way to start that off than with my good friends from Pittsburgh Community Services Incorporated, PCSI, here with Pamela Wilbon and Jim Jackson. I'm going to give the floor to allow them to introduce themselves and their position and why this is their passion.
I'm Pam Wilbon. I'm currently the Interim Executive Director for Pittsburgh Community Services. I've been there for 25 and a half years, so obviously it's my passion. I've been there so long, but I'm honored to be here today, and I thank you all for inviting us. PCSI has been around for 41 years, and so I've been there for over half of that time, but I won't take up more. I want to introduce Jim. He can speak for himself for how long he's been here.
Good morning. I'm Jim Jackson, and I've been with PCSI probably for 7 years, going on 8 years. And currently, I am the coordinator for social determinants of health. And I guess we'll talk more about that later.
And really why I wanted to bring them in here, folks, and talk about the mission that they're on is because when we first became introduced and ingrained with PCSI, words came across that conversation that we definitely want to change. And that is the fact that they are the best kept secret in town. Well, we don't want them to be a secret anymore. We want you to know how you can gain resources and help that they're able to provide. And You know, it's an organization. It's Pittsburgh-based, right in the Oakland area, is where they're headquartered, have a couple locations. And really what they're here to do is, again, help people live with dignity. So when you're talking about how we're helping with the warm-a-thon and so forth, they're doing that daily. They're helping people, you know, get means to be able to live a little bit more freely. So, you know, you're a community organization focused on helping people in Pittsburgh achieve resources maybe difficult to attain. So talk about that fact that you're one of the city's best kept secrets and why we're changing that now.
So we feel that we've been at this for so long that it's time that we make that change, because we're behind the scenes as a community action agency. We should be in every segment of the city. We should be the ones that everyone knows and turns to as the community action agency. Our charge is a tripartite board. We should be the ones that people know about. We should be the ones that are the ones who people turn to when we do Dollar Energy. We do case management. We do social determinants of health. We have reentry services. We have housing support. We have Work Ready. We have career services. We have a food pantry that's on site. So with all those services that we offer, there should be that opportunity. So when people mention, and we are located centrally in Oakland, and we did that purposely so that people, so the bus way, so at every point when they're coming from town, they're coming from different parts of the city, we chose that location so that people would not have to take 3 and 4 buses to come to us.
Right.
So we felt that, and so now, and one of my things all the time that I've been there, and with this position that I'm trying to focus on now and honored to do that, is to be able to get our name out there, being able to be that agency and to change that dynamic that everybody has said, oh, you're the best kept secret.
Right.
And every time when I would hear that, it bothered me, because it's like, why is it that people don't know who we are?
Yeah.
Because I feel that we're doing good work, and I'm very appreciative of, and I have to give credit to our colleague who is here, who's not on the microphone, but Serena Jenkins, who brought this partnership together with MediConnect. If it wasn't for her, we would not have this opportunity to even be here today.
So Jim, talk about that a little bit. Again, best kept secret. We want to change that. What kind of impact can we make with our listening audience today? So if you're somebody who is struggling, or you know somebody who is, they need a little bit of help with some resources, PCSI is that agency that you can lean on. So how do we change that, Jim?
You know, one of the things that I think has to be understood is why there is something called PCSI. PCSI is a CAP agency. It's called a Community Action Agency. And it was kind of formed out of the war and poverty, you know, some time ago, back in 1964. The whole idea of that was to find a way to help nonprofits across the country, particularly in this area, realize that resources are valuable and the exchange of resources are important. And you needed an agency to kind of bring that all together and to present opportunities by offering themselves as a solution maker. So what PCSI is trying to do, and what I heard the director say, is we're trying to make contact with people who have needs that are very real, but people who are willing to change with respect to the needs that they have.
Okay.
And that's what a community action agency used to be all about. So what do I mean by that? Well, people are going to come and use our food pantries. PCSI has its own food pantry on site, but it's also partially supporting about 6 other pantries across the entire city in 6 different neighborhoods. The point is, you give somebody a bag of food, that's one thing. Tell them what to do with that bag of food, or to charge them with the responsibility of paying attention to their own sense of welfare, is very important. If those things are not coupled, if they're not going hand to hand, then nonprofits really can't do very much at all. So we spend an awful lot of time talking. Our director is focused on the fact that, yeah, we're going to provide you with the things that you need, whether it's rental assistance, whether it's finding a way to get from place to place on public transportation, or getting the food that you need that we have. There needs to be some response on the part of the people that we're giving things to. And all we ask is that they come with an open mind and a willingness to repair where there are broken areas and issues that need to be concerned with.
That's beautiful. And let's talk a little bit about, there are a lot of great visions of grandeur, which I think we're going to be able to accomplish. But let's talk about who can receive your services? Who can come to PCSI and get that help that you're so willing to provide? Because the goal and the mission, as far as I've been able to tell with working with Serena and you fine folks, is that we want to help more people. That's our mission. We want to help more. We're not trying to take on a cap here. We want to take on as many people as the help is needed. So who can we identify as that individual that can reach out to support from PCSI?
So because we're a community action agency, they have to live within the city of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
They have to be at 200% of the federal poverty guidelines, which means a single individual can make $30,120. And a family of four is capped at $62,400.
Okay.
An individual who receives welfare, which are known as TANF benefits, or anyone who receives Social Security or social determination benefits are automatically eligible.
Okay.
But what we do is we don't turn anyone away. And what I mean by that, if someone comes and they calls us and they live outside the city, we will do everything to refer them to where they can receive services. So if someone calls us and they live in another county, we'll make referrals. If we receive a grant that allows us to serve people outside of our county, we will serve. That gives us a greater span of people to be able to serve. So we are very diligent about making sure that people receive the services, do everything we can to make referrals for them. And, you didn't ask any question yet about storytelling.
Yeah, so I do want to know about that because I want to hear impacts and how we're making them. And there are, I know in our line of work, we have those stories in my own clientele that that made an impact on me on why we're doing the right things. So tell us about yours.
Yeah, so I just want to highlight a few individuals. We had a young lady that came in that didn't have custody of her children. She was homeless. We worked with her over a period of time. She was able to get a place to live, get custody of her children back. And that's just from the work from our case managers, just saying the time that we took to spend with her to get her reunified with her children. We had another young lady we presented, submitted an application for her to get the governor's award, and that's through our TANF program. But we saw her go through the transition of where she used to do self-harm. She was very depressed. She was unemployed. We saw her get employment, move into getting a job, getting promoted on her job, getting her going into a managerial position. So those are just the type of things where we like to see those change, you know, when we say changing people's lives,
yes,
moving to self-sufficiency. So we're so proud of them. And then we champion them along the way. So, you know, recommending them for those awards, being there for them along the way. And then we provide those supportive services for them when they need furniture, when they need the housing support, when they need that first month's rent, or they need to keep them from getting evicted. Those are the type of things.
All good stuff. We're going to come back much more. But before we do, Mr. Jackson, step up to this microphone. This is the connection that I alluded to a few moments ago. In another life, many years ago, this man produced here at KDK Radio with some of the legends of broadcasting. Just roll through some of those names.
That was about 1,000 years ago, Rob.
Well, you've held up well.
Yeah, I had the honor and pleasure of producing Mike Levine,
John
Cigna, Bob, Jack Wheeler. I was called him Bob Wheeler. Jack Wheeler, Pirate Baseball, Penguin Hockey, and Penn State Football for KDKA. And it was a wonderful opportunity for me.
You must have been an infant. I mean, how old were you?
When I got started, I was in college, and that's why I had the opportunity at the University of Pittsburgh. We were doing Carrier Current Radio at that time, before we even got our FM license at Pitt. And so from there, I came along with Bill Brunetti, who had been part of our circle at the radio station, and Dick Stringer was not at the university, but we worked with him here at KDK. That was like a long, long time ago.
Well, here's the other thing. You mentioned a couple other of my all-time heroes. Sadly, one is no longer here, Lauren Mann, the Reverend Lauren Mann.
Yeah.
God bless him. And Bob Kometz, believe me, he screamed. I mean, he talked to me every day. And he really was just a special, special person. And yeah. David Ballarato, who's in there right now, a journalist in every sense of the word, understands these names and the value. And you work with Wendy King, and if it wasn't for these people, there'd be no Rob Pratt on the radio. So this is a gift having you in this building today.
Thank you. That's very kind.
That's what you call talent right there.
I would agree.
We'll come back. Stay with us. All right. Here we go. Back at it with MediConnect, the inside connection. But let's hit these seminars one more time before we finish up today's show.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be at the Cranberry Town Place Suites on February 14th and 15th. February 20th, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn in West Mifflin. Once more, February 20th and 21st, West Mifflin, Hampton Inn. February 27th, this is a big one, folks. AHN McCandless, 4:30 and 6 o'clock. Show times for that event only. But again, we're also coming to Shaler, South Point, Coriopolis, and Baldwin in the coming weeks. If you're local to one of those locations, have Medicare on the radar within the next year, it is time to get plugged in. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com or call 888-818-6334. We present the information within an hour's time. You get an opportunity to ask your questions, even pertain to your individual situations, and we will start the process of walking you through. Make sure that this process is simplified for you, because we know how confusing Medicare can be. And, you know, I'm very happy today to have my good friends from PCSI providing an amazing service to our community. And really, I think that's what makes Pittsburgh so much different than a lot of different municipalities around the nation, where it's always coming back to how we can help our neighbor. And no better example of that than my good friends here today. So first and foremost, Jim, how do people connect with PCSI if they're interested in the services that you can help with?
Yeah, probably the best two ways of doing that is making a telephone call, because we have somebody who answers the telephone and tries to direct those services. And that number is 412-904-4700. A better way to do it, perhaps, to get an understanding of what services are available at PCSI and how you can connect with them, is go to the website. It's at
www.pgh.
See, I am bad with this, Rob, this kind of thing.
You're not the only one, believe me.
I'm too old for this kind of thing.
No, you're not. No, you're great.
But, you know, the website is a good vehicle to understand how to kind of ride through all the surfaces that are necessary to get the service, you know, get the services that you need.
And we will we'll link the website on the Facebook feed here for the radio show. So we'll put the website down below if you do want to connect that way as well. And the intake process, what does this look like for someone who's considering contacting you today? And again, this is foreign land to some people. I think I might qualify, but what do they need to know from me? So can we talk a little bit about that?
So they'll have to complete an intake process. And through the intake process, somebody will contact them, tell them if they qualify, and then they'll be assigned a case manager, and then they can go through becoming a customer of PCSI. That's how it is.
And which, by the way, pretty big number here. You're servicing 5,000 people in the Pittsburgh region on a yearly basis already, and you have the bandwidth to expand beyond that. You want to help more people now and as the need arises. So a lot of amazing work you folks are doing over there. So again, to contact 412-904-4700. And if you need the link to the website, we will provide that shortly in our Facebook feed so that you can get the resources you are due and deserve. So, and again, it's an amazing community born out of love for thy neighbor, truly, and helping to make sure that dignity is achieved as look, we all go through it at times, right, Rob? I mean, we've all been there. We've all had, you know, those little road bumps in our life to where we could use a little extra hand and a little bit of extra assistance. And that's exactly what these folks are looking to do for you. So if you need that information, you can also call into our offices. We'll be happy to plug you over to PCSI. Call into our live experts through the noon hour today, 888-818-6334. Or if you have any Medicare questions, now that we're in the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, you're not sure if you're liking your plan that much right now, there's still an opportunity to take a look at what's out there as well.
Listen, fantastic stuff. Mr. Jackson, it's been an honor to have you here. And just know that it's because of people like you, I've been able to take care of my children and make a good paycheck and live a dream come true. I mean, look, he and I were talking during the break. And Pam, of course, being from here, you're from here. Mm-hmm. Radio's magic, and KDKA is everything. It's the life's blood. It's the landscape. It's the soundtrack of our life. And to have been here at that time with some of those names that you mentioned, mm-hmm. it's got to be something you look back on simply with sheer joy. So just know it's been a real honor to have you here today. So thank you for coming to our studio.
Oh, you're kinder than I deserve.
Well, listen, I could spend the rest of the weekend with this guy. Forget the big game. Anyway.
We'll probably, be a little bit more fulfilling to talk about that, I would imagine, too.
I mean, you have to understand, when you're a young man who has no idea where you're going to go with your life, and you're wondering, because you're not so good in school, you're wondering how you're going to carve out a life, and all the mills are shutting down, and this and that, and your dad says, you know, maybe this little school in Wilkinsburg, this broadcasting school, and you always seem to love radio, and a guidance counselor says, give it a shot. And it wasn't easy at all times, but in the end, I think it turned out okay.
Good, sure did.
All right, thank you so much. Pamela, thank you.
Thank you.
And you know, so many people are in need. And mm-hmm. one of the things, I love anybody who gives a helping hand. And what I learned over that last segment or two, these folks do an incredible job.
Yeah, and again, they can't be a secret anymore. That's really what we want to do, is showcase and provide awareness to what they're able to provide as we, you know, look, the grocery store is more and more expensive, right? Gas pumps haven't been cheap either. We know this. We're feeling it on a daily basis as well. So if there's ways, and we've been preaching it through insurance and your Medicare coverage, but there's other channels to which people may need assistance that we want to provide an offshoot to, so that life is made a little bit easier. So again, can't recommend the DNA and what you bring and how you feel and what you want to do to help. It's all there, folks. When you connect with them, you talk with everybody in their organization, it is, how can I help you? So let them help.
You know, Lance and I were talking about how good of a job you're doing last week on and off the air with this connecting to the community and all the other aspects of what you're doing. It's another reason why you're the leader in what you guys do. So keep up the great work, okay?
We'll do my best.
All right. Yeah, you'll do more than your best. You're good at what you do. All right, David Balerato, speaking of being good at what you do, he's got that news coming up at 10. Then it's Ed Pfeiffer and Mike Bronicheski. Andy, enjoying the weekend off. We're going to nail down some of those home improvement projects on the True Value Home Improvement Show with your Pratt Pack today on KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.